This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We know they're at war with America and engaging in all sorts of criminal activity. Thanks for joining us on this Friday edition. We'll take more calls in about 15 minutes. Dr. Nick Baggage is coming in. And I've got some news I've got to recap and hit. I haven't covered yet. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls again. Who's been holding longest now? That would be Matt in Indiana, then Jeff and Danny. Matt, thank you for calling today, sir.
Alex Jones, sir. It's an honor to talk to you, finally. I was actually on the ground in D.C. during the inauguration, looking for you, hunting for you, wearing my Hillary Joker shirt. You probably heard me. I had tickets in the blue section and the silver section. I was the only one when Obama and Hillary got on stage, booing as loud as I can. And I'm familiar with booing really loud because I'm a Chicago White Sox fan. And I grew up at the park there. And I just moved from, I want to be concise with what I talk about right now. I just moved from the most beautiful area in the country, in Evergreen, Colorado. And now I moved back here to the Chicagoland for money. But, I got woke up to you so long ago. I think it was around 2002 whenever you came out with, it's called Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State.
Yes.
My brother woke me up in a dead sleep, shaking me. Wake up, you gotta come see this. Drug me upstairs, it was public access TV. And since that moment, I've been on this road. And I've gotten to shake hands with Dr. Ron Paul, Rand Paul. I worked security for Trump Jr. in Colorado, where it was literally me, Secret Service, sheriffs, and Trump Jr. And Eric Trump. I went to all the rallies. And the point that I called in about is just kind of a side issue, to be honest. I know I'm about.
I love listening because your phone sounds good and clear, and you're making good points. I like hearing about the listeners.
This is the only time that I would put my personal surveillance device next to my head is to talk to you, sir.
Well, we're honored to have you here. So, what do you think Trump needs to do? Because the urgency is just fever pitch right now.
I know what Trump needs to do, and actually, believe it or not, I have a referendum that has been approved in the state of Colorado. I went to hearings at the Secretary of State and the Capitol building. I got grilled by their lawyers.
Sure, so tell me about that, and then tell me about your Beto-coded message.
Okay. So Beto, during, I think it was Clown World 4, I believe, when he is there debating Buttigieg about guns,
yes,
he says, anyone brandishing weapons will be, okay, so this is a direct shot at Caitlin Bennett. He says that anyone that's brandishing their weapons for intimidation like they did in Kent State will be red flagged. I don't remember any violence ever happening yet.
No, that's right. He's saying if you have a firearm and someone doesn't like you having it, it will be taken. You're right. In fact, I remember when I saw that, I knew it was Caitlin Bennett, and then I just forgot about it because so much happened. I'm going to get her on about that. Great point. God bless you. I know Mac can go on for an hour. I can listen to him for an hour. I wish we could just – I need to get better. I've got a little better at getting calls. For years, I haven't really been taking a lot of calls, but I'm getting back to it because it really brings in a lot of wild cards, a lot of good angles, and we've done pretty good, Odell. I've given myself about a C minus, but it's better than an F minus, I usually get. We're going to talk to Danny and Jeff, and then I'm going to hit a bunch of news, and then Dr. Nick Begich is coming up. We're back in 60 seconds. Wow! Man, it's crazy what's going on. Did you hear what Gohmert said, the congressman, about civil war? We are running the Everything Must Go super sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as Bible's green and wood, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide into the fourth hour. Dr. Nick Begich is about to take over in a moment. I have several video clips I want to play showing the establishment posing and claiming they're taking vaccines when they're not. Talk about catching them red-handed. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. We'll go to those in a moment. Danny in Portland, Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
So I was just wanting to chat with you about the self-proclaimed Antifa member making posts about putting fentanyl in trick-or-treat candy for children, quote,
yes,
children dressed in some MAGA-type costumes.
Yes.
Yeah, this is some disgusting, I'm hoping it was just some trolling type of thing, but the sad thing is that, you know, nobody seems to take these things seriously, and that is a very serious thing to say, especially when earlier, was it yesterday or this week, they found, you know, busted 40 pounds of fentanyl in Ohio, enough to kill the entire state more than once.
And they caught Chi-Com trying to ship through Mexico, enough to kill the whole world, 10 billion, 600 plus million people once. And you're absolutely right. And I know a lot of people who've had friends and family die from fentanyl. I know a fella whose girlfriend died when they gave her supposedly marijuana vape that was laced with fentanyl. And so, yes, China is bombarding us. Others are bombarding us. And that article's on InfoWars.com. It's pretty sick, isn't it?
It's disgusting. I noticed that they took his page down earlier this morning on Twitter, but I've been going through it on the Wayback Machine. And, I mean, this guy's just scum, you know, piece of garbage, some Antifa.
Well, by the way, just because somebody's dressed like Trump doesn't mean they're a Trump supporter. Most of the masks are anti-Trump you see out there. So that shows how dumb they are, too, because they will just attack random. I've seen Antifa attack white people just because they're white, thinking they must be racist, and they're a white person doing the attacking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you know, we're talking about the Civil War. I mean, if this is China pushing this stuff in and then Antifa doing things like this, whether they're doing it or not, it's hard to say, but it still has to be taken seriously when they're...
Listen, I went to a sushi restaurant 6 years ago. I remember I was in the middle of my divorce. And I just went out with a friend, and we had walked down there because I lived downtown at the time. And by the time I got back to my condo, I was crawling into the bed. And it happened to my friend as well. And then later we went back, and they're like, well, yeah, somebody behind the counter didn't really like you. Whatever. Yeah, I heard that guy does that. I heard something about it. These leftists are so nonchalant. They're like, yeah, we heard you got, you know, your drink. Could have killed me. And then, of course, we come back. Well, we're not going to say who it was. But what? How would they like it if I came there, you know, and cram fentanyl down their throat and they died? Then it'd be a big deal. But, oh, it's a Trump supporter, so you can do that. That was even pre-Trump. But, yeah, these leftists, man, they're just the scum of the earth. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Danny. Jeff in California. Man, what is going on out in California with the fires where they won't cut out the dead undergrowth and they make fun of Trump saying, rake the forest? Well, that's literally what you do. What do you make of just all that's going on, my friend?
There's a lot going on, Alex, and I live in the South Bay area, so I get all the smoke down here. So, yeah, it sucks. And to hear that it's all about climate change, it has nothing to do with it. It's so frustrating to hear people that I work and live around saying that crap. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, it's crazy. I did want to say, public acts confronting Hillary and all that's great, but we can also do little things to wake people up. Just a real quick example. Like I said, I'm in the belly of the beast, Bay Area. And when the Epstein story broke, the local and national news, all they were doing were showing pictures of Trump with Epstein and spending multiple segments on that. And my mom saw that, and she's like, oh, my God. But because I watched InfoWars, I educated her on the truth that Trump kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago, that Clinton went to, pedophile island over 20 times and dumped his Secret Service brigade. So things like that, just waking people up, we can do, and it's huge. Other thing I wanted to mention is it's time that we start talking about what the Constitution already has in it to solve all this, and that's implement a new government. It's beyond time. Half of our government are traitors. I say more than half because you have the Democrats, which, of course, are gone. But then you also have the elitist rhino Republicans that are sold out, and they're willing to play nice with the globalists. So we need to start talking about
that. Well, that's it. Most of them are just appeasers that are scared. Even the Democrats are just slaves. And that's why we've got to show leadership and strength and just get in their face and play chicken with them and not turn off the road. And, if they turn off the road and we make it, that's fine. If we collide with them, we damn well know we got them. So that we just going to put the pedal to the metal and aim the car right at them politically, and we're just going to go in through beyond, and that's what the children deserve, and we're going to do it. God bless you. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay. I did pretty good. I probably took 20 calls. I want to thank the crew this week. I have been on fire on air and on fire off air. And I'm going to be here tonight on the other shows. I'm just going to pop into both shows, Owen Schroyer's War Room and The Firepower with Bill Johnson and Tom Papert. There's just too much breaking, too much that I know has broken. I've got to go off air because we've got another great guest host popping in the last few segments of this hour, the next three. Dr. Nick Baggett, I just love the directions he takes us in, so it's a good change for me ranting and raving up here. But I want to hit a few other news items here, but let me just throw this at you quickly. When you get excited about the products, we have plenty of money to fund the operation and do great things. When you don't, I have to spend most of my time trying to scrounge around to find money just to keep the lights on. So I want to thank you all for spending money with InfoWars, and I want to just tell you, you need fish oil. You need turmeric. You need colloidal silver. You need a good nootropic like Brain Force or a good clean 10-hour energy, the best you're going to find out there, like Turbo Force. And our great peanut butter and chocolate and vanilla coconut and chocolate protein bars. I mean, these are high-end bars that sell at places like Whole Foods for $6, $7 a piece. We usually sell them at $3 a piece in cases of 12. Well, these now are even lower than that at 50% off. Most of the sales have to end by Monday or so because a lot of these are selling out. Again, Ultra 12 is about to sell out. Really high quality, vitamin B12 taken under the tongue. Some things that have been sold out are back in, like DNA Force Plus is 50% off, but it just came back in. Toroid free shipping, double Patriot points. We've sold out of more than half of the Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage ion cluster filter. This is the lowest price ever at cost, $147. And then they paid me a rebate to do it. Even though they sell tons of these, they're very popular, they order a huge amount each year, and I have a corporate agreement that I get anything they're going to sell at cost or loss leader first. I have first right to get whatever I want. And I took everything they had, 2,300 or something, and there's less than 1,000 of them right now. And I can tell you that we normally make $50 on these when they're selling them for $250, and that's an amazing deal. And again, that's two different schools of thought. You can get the very same units for $400, $500 at some fancy store, and they're making them for $150. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Well, they don't do that. They sell them at $250 is the normal price. I think $300 is the normal price. We always discount some. And those will sell out, I would guess, by Monday or Tuesday. So take advantage of those, and the little bit of money we make does fund the operation. Oh, and it's free shipping. That's why it's the best deal ever. It's insane. All right, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to come back and hit this vaccine news. And then I'm going to have Begich mid-segment, Dr. Nick Begich, take over. Always great having him on Fridays. He does such wonderful work. And please tell folks he's coming up as well. EarthPulse.com. EarthPulse.com, amazing books, amazing films you'll find there. And we also carry a lot of his books and films at InfoWarsStore.com. We had Michael Savage on today. It's been a huge transmission.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Nick Baggage is taking over right now. I promised to hit this, and he's an expert. I want to get his take on it as well. But he's got his own agenda of important news to cover. There's an article up on Infowars.com by Kellen McGreen. You want to get out to folks. Canadian health minister accused of faking flu shot by pushing vaccines. Christina Elliott, Ontario, Canada's health minister, was allegedly caught on camera pretending to receive a flu vaccine during a promotional video urging citizens to get their flu shots. Now, it came out that in China and Germany and Europe, quote, clean vaccines, this London Guardian, are produced for the elites. Oh, really clean ones. It's the liability protection. It's the danger. It's the cancer viruses that they've admitted have been in vaccines and all the health problems. Then they try to deny it. Zuckerberg got asked a week ago when he was in Congress, a week and a half ago, why do you ban people who talk about bad effects they personally had? Isn't it a consumer thing we can talk about? But that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, because they want the power to put things in our bodies. So we'll roll some of the video of that and what happened with her. But first, I want to roll this video from the Golden Globes, where the news said Golden Globes participants got shots. This is a year ago. Now, what was crazy is it was clearly fake nurses with big, giant shots. And it wasn't real vaccines. So that's how dumb they think we are. Here's the video.
Get a load of this crap.
The show, the host would do something fun and spontaneous to show how we're all just ordinary people, like ordering pizza for everyone.
But since we already get food in the Globes, we thought we'd mix it up and try something new. So roll up your sleeves, Hollywood, because you're all getting flu shots!
What's going on here? Now, here's an eight-second video of her acting like she got it as well, and clearly it's a fraud. The whole thing's a fraud. Here it is.
Shot this morning at Women's College Hospital. Elliot is urging the public to get the free shot. Christine Elliott was one of the first people to get the flu shot this morning at Women's College Hospital.
No deal.
Elliot is urging the public to get the free shot.
And show that again. The old track has you
still in the bill. Christine Elliott was one of the first people to get the flu shot this morning at Women's College.
No needle. She's not accused of it. She clearly staged it. We love him. He's awesome. He's Dr. Nick Baggage, filmmaker, researcher, amazing person, earthpulse.com. We've got them all saying kill the president, remove him. You know, his own dad was a famous congressman that disappeared and was a political, obviously, target. And then, of course, you've got his brother was U.S. Senator. Thanks for letting me grab some of your time. We love you. We appreciate you. It's your rodeo, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's always good to be with you. You know, the whole vaccine thing that you're covering now, you know, one angle that no one ever really talks about, and I mentioned it on your program before, and it's the idea that, you know, people talk about the right to our own bodies when they talk about pro-choice versus the right to life. And, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court says your body is your own, right? Okay, so what about vaccines? Are our bodies our own or are they not? You know, so maybe you can have it both ways, I guess. I'm a pro-life person, just to be clear on that, too, as I'm talking about this. But my point is, you know, when you think about our personal health and what is acceptable to us, that's an individual choice on every level. And, you know, you think about national health coverage and the angle that not many are talking about this either in the context of personal privacy. And that is a dimension that we really need to think about because, you know, think about all of the different ways that personal privacy gets violated. I mean, today's news, I heard Google is going to buy Fitbit for a couple billion dollars. Now, then it mentions sort of the afterthought, you know, like the afterthought you always hear, you know, and oh, they might have some privacy implications. Well, actually, it does. There it is, $2.1 billion smartwatch maker. Now, what people don't realize is now think about all your Google information now mixed in with your health information. So the ads you're going to get are about, you know, the drugs for your heart or ads for the gym or whatever. But the point is, it's an additional layer of data collection by one central company, again, Google, which should be viewed as a utility that actually now is a collector of more data, which it manipulates and uses commercially and politically, not for your benefit, but for the benefit of commercial and governmental interests. And that's just the way the system evolved. I mean, there's no question about it. The only question is it a public utility that should be regulated with open access so this network and others with contrarian voices can still be heard and rated and ranked the same way as anyone else and treated equally as anyone else. As a voice out of the wilderness, you ought to have an equal opportunity to be that voice. And I think that's what we're missing in the 21st century. And I heard the earlier dialogue about the fireside chats being discussed. And, you know, it's funny, and I heard both sides of that. You know, some people say, no, that's a bad idea. Some say that's a good idea. I wrote a paper about this that I transferred through a friend of mine up to the Trump administration over a year and a half ago. And I still believe it's a good idea for the president to control his own microphone for an hour a week or a half an hour a week. Instead of these Twitter deals, you know, give us some real information that's not, you know, the soundbite you're going to see on CNN or Fox or anyone else. Now, yeah, I know his style is not a Roosevelt, and he's not a Roosevelt. I'd agree with that, too. He's a Donald Trump, and he should be Donald Trump. But do it for an hour each week and kind of recap what happened the last week, talk about where we're headed the next week and what we can do as American citizens to support it or not. You know, but at least we have a fighting chance. Get the agenda complete, not the soundbite version, and then, you know, we can decide as a public, right, where we want to be. But an hour of content from the president, or even a half an hour once a week or every couple weeks, would be welcomed to talk about where we're going and where we've been. And keep us apprised from his point of view and let us evaluate as the American public what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, because we're going to do it anyway. But at least we hear his voice maybe break through the cloud of media control. And really, I want to kind of talk about all that in this segment in terms of the high road and a way through the matrix as I see it today. You know, and this program is one of the few bright spots where we can talk freely, at least at the moment. About these issues. And yeah, you know, and Alex and I have a lot of things. I know he covers all week long the news and the breaking events, so I don't get into that. No point in it. And we've got Troyer and we've got everybody. You know, you got all the people, David Knight, the rest, doing the daily news. And so I try to cover a little bit different angle on the things we're all concerned about. From the bigger picture of maybe a human perspective, how do we engage this? How do we enliven the public debate in a respectful way that leads us to a set of solutions that we can live with, that we can endorse, that we can support? And this network, InfoWars, is one of the ways we do it. So pay attention, look at the InfoWars store, and you can support me too. Books are there, videos are there. I'd rather you get them from InfoWars. This is Nick Begich.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex
Jones Show. And welcome back this Friday, November 1st, coming from my home in Anchorage, Alaska. I want to mention my website, earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com. Actually, nothing is for sale there. If you want to get my books or videos, you got to get them from InfoWars right now, and that's that's the only place you can get them right now, unless you want electronic versions. But there's a lot of good articles, a lot of good information, some links at earthpulse.com. You're welcome to take a look there. The other thing I want to say, too, is big sale, you know, on an Everything Must Go sale, 40-70% off at the InfoWars store on a lot of products. Take a look there. That's ending pretty soon. Getting back into the subjects of the day, you know, talking about personal privacy and the issues there and sort of where the technology takes us, 25 years of reporting on sort of technology trends generally is what my work's been about for those that have followed it. And so starting with the Angels Don't Play This Harp and the Earth Rising and Earth Rising 2, which were really compilations of technologies that would affect us and are affecting us now, written, you know, years before what we see today. I mean, accurately forecast and predicted, not based on some esoteric nonsense, but based on the evidence and over 1,200 source documents cited in those books and videos. You know, the important thing about all of that is it's not about being right. It's about, okay, what do we do with this? And it's always been about solutions, at least for me, because I still believe that there's a chance we can make a difference. And it really starts with individuals. You know, people ask me all the time, what's the scariest, worst thing in technologies? And I say it's human beings behaving badly, and it really is. All of these things, whether it's the economic issues, the political issues, the technology issues, these are all a symptom. Let me say that again. They're a symptom of human beings behaving badly, and I think we can acknowledge that. And it's easy to take shots at individuals when we see us being distracted now with impeachment discussion again and all of this nonsense, when the really big issues that affect you and I every day are being ignored. Particularly the privacy questions and the questions of manipulation. I want to talk about what's happening, sort of the precursors to what's going on in the world that's coming right here to a station close to you, because this is the way it works. In Germany right now and in Europe right now, they have negative interest rates. That means you put your money in the bank and you lose a little bit every month. So people started taking their money out of the bank and buying big bank vaults to stick their cash in, because better to have your cash sitting in neutral than losing money every month, because that's what negative interest rates will get you. Now what they're doing in Germany is having a discussion about going to all electronic money. So you won't have any money under the mattress because it won't be acceptable. You'll be taxed a negative interest rate if you live in Germany on all your euros on a regular daily compounded thefting interest rate. You know, and so think about this. Now, the other thing they're doing in Germany is they're having this discussion right now in real time about requiring you to register every purchase of gold over 1,000 euros. That's less than a cougarand, ladies and gentlemen, less than an ounce. And this is, why is that? Why do you ask? Why do they want to know where your inventory of precious metals is? Well, take a guess. They're probably going to tax idle gold too. Or maybe confiscate like they did in the 30s and put it in national reserves when they remonetized, after the war. You know, I mean, the U.S. did that, you know, after the Depression, grabbed all the gold and took it out of circulation and fixed the price. But this is sort of the precursor, you know, and the other discussion that happens in Germany on mainstream primetime TV in a credible way is the idea of capping your income. Because after all, anything over 40,000 euros a month, you couldn't possibly need that kind of money. Now, whether you do or you don't, the point of the matter is, at least in this country, in the United States, we'd like to think that we have the opportunity to make that kind of money and not have it taxed after that at 100%. 100%, which is what they're proposing in Germany. Here in the U.S., the left is only proposing 70%. How generous of them to tax at the top rate, going back to where we were in the 1960s, for God's sake. You know, we don't need to do that. We can do this much differently. And one of them is get a grip of the throttle, you know, on the cash register in terms of expenses and where the money's bleeding out of us like a sieve. Some of the things that I want to talk about, today. You know, where does the money bleed out of the National Reserve, out of the public balance sheet? Mr. Trump, President Trump, I hope you're listening. The balance sheet, nobody pays attention to it. You know what the balance sheet is. It's where they store real wealth. The balance sheet of the nation is our natural resource base. Oil and gas, coal, minerals, grazing lands, public lands of all kinds. Is it working, ladies and gentlemen? Is it working for us? I don't think so. Here in Alaska, we have government, essentially government by endowment. Let me say that again, government by endowment. We don't have an income tax. We don't have a state sales tax. We don't have a state property tax. We don't have state income tax. We have a state income tax on corporations, C corporations, not S corporations owned by small businesses, C corps of 9%, you know, not too bad. But the point is, we make our money here based on rents and royalties on our natural resource base, which fuels something we call the permanent fund, which now is being used to fuel part of government. And we also have income reserve funds and other funds that we've created out of our revenue stream from our resource base. I don't think we're doing enough there, and there's not going to be time to talk about that this segment today. But the point I'm making is when you have your resources actually working for you and producing revenue in the interest of the American public, and in Alaska's case, the Alaskan public, it actually throws off enough revenue to operate a government that's, you know, a big government for the power of the people we have here. But here's what's being missed. The nation is missing the opportunity of Alaska. Alaska is 18% of the U.S. landmass. We are more than the West Coast, Gulf Coast, and East Coast combined when you look at our coastal areas and the 200-mile federal limit extending into those oceans, which includes some of the biggest oil and gas basins left on the planet. That's the national wealth, and that's also state wealth here in Alaska. And what we're not doing is seeing that wealth converted in the national interest. Most of those resources are exported. And you know why they're exported? Because of a thing called the Jones Act, which restricts shipping between U.S. ports to U.S.-built ships. A U.S.-built ship versus a ship built in China, the difference is about tenfold, 10 times. So when you use a U.S.-built ship to move raw materials out of Alaska to the West Coast, it's not economic. It's cheaper to move them to Japan. It's cheaper to move them to China. It's cheaper to move them to India, even though it's much, much further away when you start talking China. And we do it because the shipping. To ship, as an example, a container from China to L.A. costs about $1,000. To ship it halfway back to Hawaii costs about $8,000, eight times as much. Okay? So when you have all these natural resources in Alaska, and you only have 750,000 people in Alaska, and it's 18% of the entire United States, and you have all these resources, A, we don't have an infrastructure because the nation doesn't see the need, but we need one. We need to hook up to the rail so we can bypass the Jones Act and ship our commodities through Canada into the United States, into the Rust Belt, and into the nation where they can be value added with American industry and American labor and American factories and American companies being taxed in America so we can export those products and use them domestically, and we're not doing it. We're missing the billion-dollar opportunities every day, the trillion-dollar opportunities every day in Alaska. In the national interest, we need to have a broader and bigger discussion about our resource base and the balance sheet of the nation. This is Dr. Nick Vegas this Friday afternoon. It's November 1st, 2019. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's always good to be here. You know, talking a little bit about Alaska and why it's important to the nation. We were talking about the Jones Act just before the break and the idea of a railroad link. And that's actually in discussion right now. They're talking about a railroad link from Canada through Alaska into the port, eventually into the ports of Anchorage and Seward. And why they're looking at this is the West Coast ports are really pretty plugged up from the U.S. to the Canadian side. And the thought is that you could really do some things by exporting out of the ports here in Alaska. We actually have Whittier, which is deep enough, and we have Seward, which are on the rail system. And linking it up would give us the ability then to expand the Alaska railroad system through the state and hit into these major mineral areas and allow us to start transporting the other direction. In other words, Canada wants to ship out of our port their natural resources, but it would allow us then to ship back into U.S. ports, potentially, some of Alaska's. The other thing that's being talked about right now, and is a big discussion right now, and is moving forward, is natural gas on the North Slope. We have trillions, tens, perhaps hundreds of trillions of cubic feet of natural gas on the North Slope. They're putting, discussing now, and they're going to decide, I guess, in the next year or two, to put natural gas liquefaction plants there where we can convert that to a liquefied product. And then that's going to be shipped from there out of Alaska actually to Japan, to China, and to South Korea and the Philippines, again, because of the Jones Act, can't economically ship that material into the U.S., and we actually have a fair amount of natural gas now, a surplus actually in the U.S., so it's not a problem. But the point of the matter is we ought to have something going on relative to the Jones Act, because some things that are coming online. We have graphene, graphite, a company called Graphite One is being looked at right now as one of the primary supplies. There's no domestic supply for graphene for the electric economy and the batteries and so on. So that's a major, major deposit of graphite in Alaska that's being looked at right now as a strategic mineral. The others are rare earth minerals in southeast Alaska through a number of companies down there, as well as zinc and other metals being looked at in southeast, which are on tidewater in deep water ports already. But we don't have a way to move that economically into the U.S. It can go to Canada by ship. It can then go overseas into Asia, which is most likely where it will go. In fact, it is where it will go if there's no amendment to the Jones Act to allow Alaska natural resources to be shipped into U.S. ports without consideration for how the vessel is flagged. That's the deal. So that's the deal, or get a railroad so we can actually do something with the balance sheet, ladies and gentlemen, because right now it's about taxing us under the bus. It's how it's currently rolling. And the natural resources are being developed, and sold as if there's a fire sale. And this has been going on, as I've covered in previous segments, since the Revolutionary War, when we were screwing the patriarchs then out of their continentals. But here we are in the 21st century, again, seeing the government screw the average guy by not paying attention to things that are important and that are truly in the nation's interest and in all of our interests as well. This whole discussion, some of the listeners had asked me and sent me some notes about talking a little bit about Alaska, a little bit more about it, because people don't really know the story, and I would agree with that. Some of the things I've covered in the past, and go to band.video and check out my videos there. You just do a search under Begich, B-E-G-I-C-H, under Band Videos, and you'll see a lot of the stuff that we've produced here on the network and covering a lot of different issues that I think are important to all of us. And, you know, when you start to think about this in the context of where we are today with all the propaganda bullets flying at us, you've got to turn the tide, which is you do it with good information, good research, and the kind of things that we can do here. And then more importantly, taking appropriate actions. And some of those are pretty simple. There's a article on my website called Change Agents and Reality Creation. I wrote it nearly 90s before Change Agents was hijacked by the left. But the ideas are still good, and they're simple ideas about how to reach out and touch the process, things you can do that empower you. And people have asked me, you know, what can we do? What can I do? You know, I'm just this guy, individual out there. And each of us truly have a sphere of influence. It might be just our families and our neighbors and the people that we talk to at work. But we can provide information. The other thing we can do is send information, mail it out. Keep it simple, keep it brief. Handwritten letters to your congressional delegation, your local politicians, they still get read because there's so few of them. Let me say it again. Handwritten, not emails, they don't get read. Handwritten notes, too, not postcards, often they don't get read. Handwritten letters and envelopes mailed to your congressional and Senate leadership actually get read. And tell them what you're doing. to report on their activities. You know, you call in radio stations regularly and talk on talk radio about what they're doing. You do this, you do that. Let them know that you actually have a voice that you use, and that you have something to say, and you're asking them to consider what you're saying, because otherwise you're saying it to the world anyway. So we can all do that. And those are good things. The other thing that often happens, we complain all the time. We complain about government. We complain about the government people we interact with because bureaucracy is big. But we need to remember to do the opposite. I interface with government people all the time. And sometimes I meet really great people that do really great work. And sometimes I meet the opposite. But when I meet the really good ones that are doing great work, I make a point to try and dial into their boss, but more importantly, their boss's boss, because their boss already knows it. Do that. Pass on a good word about someone occasionally. You do it in the public and the private sector, and do it in both ways. I mean, do it at restaurants when you're served well by a waiter or a waitress. You know, recognize the humanity in that soul if they did a great job, and tell their boss's boss, the manager of that store. Do something positive that affects someone else in a positive way. And you know what? That's how this thing changes. It's by human behavior. How we address each other, how we consider each other in the debate that we are passionate about. You know, when you think about manipulation and control, and I was talking about from some of that going into this in the last segment, you know, the whole issue really boils down to misinformation and the propaganda wars. And InfoWars, we've been there for so long. For so long, Infowars.com. You know, my saying when I started this was changing the way we see the world, and I still believe that. And that comes from education and information. So, again, to talk about where is it all headed, you know, I was talking about a cashless society, what's happening in Germany. A lot of the people with money in Germany are leaving because you can actually leave. They don't tax your worldwide income there. They tax only what you make when you reside there or within the EU in whatever country you reside in. But you can leave the EU and you can pay tax to the country you reside in. So my business partner is German, left Germany, not just because of the tax situation and the degradation was really it of the culture. And the landscape of Germany has changed so radically. It's no longer the country it was. Europe's not the continent it was. It's totally changed. By lawlessness, in a way that nobody ever expected. And the remedy is to screw down the population even more, in lots of ways economically, to bleed, the productivity off the population. And what we see is the big mass migration of the economics moving to Asia, where 4 billion people are going to move into the middle class. In Asia, Latin America, and Africa over the next 30 to 40 years. We are being deindustrialized in order to reindustrialize and industrialize even further the East, which not necessarily is a bad thing, but it needs to be honestly reviewed in terms of its impact on this country. Donald Trump is doing that by revisiting trade agreements. He's renegotiated NAFTA with Canada, with Mexico, renegotiated Japanese agreements, has begun discussions and obviously discussions with Europe and in deep discussions with China right now. All this is important to the future of America. 2 years left. We don't have much time and we need that next four. Don't be distracted by the mainstream media's push. Get good information out and spread the word on what's really going on in the 21st century. In the InfoWars, what's important is your voice, not just the voice of the hosts, but you need to pass on the information you get here. Pick up my books and videos. When you're done with them, mail them to your congressman with a handwritten note. Get those books and videos at InfoWars Store and pass them on to your congressional leadership. Maybe we see some changes to policy. InfoWars, the weapon.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.